AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Special Counsel Jack Smith has asked the Federal Appeals Court to reinstate the classified documents case against former President Trump. Sagar Magani has details.
A Trump-appointed judge threw out the case last month, saying Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. Smith's team has now asked an appeals court to revive the case, arguing the decision to dismiss it was at odds with long-standing appointments practices in the Justice Department and elsewhere. But even if the court overturns the dismissal, there is no chance of a trial before November's election. And if Trump wins, he could appoint an attorney general who dismissed the case. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On the third anniversary of a suicide bombing in Afghanistan that killed 13 U.S. service members, Trump laid wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery and later spoke about the chaotic U.S. withdrawal.
We'll get the resignations of every single senior official who touched the Afghanistan calamity to be on my desk at noon on Inauguration Day. You know, you have to fire people.
The Biden administration was following a withdrawal commitment and timeline the Trump administration had negotiated with the Taliban. A special investigator's review concluded decisions by both Trump and President Biden were key factors leading to the rapid collapse of the Afghan military and the Taliban takeover. Louisiana's Republican governor has become the latest to sign additional measures to ensure non-U.S. citizens do not vote in U.S. elections. That's something they're already prohibited from doing. The social media platform X has made a change to its AI chatbot after five secretaries of state warned it was spreading election misinformation about ballot deadlines. The National Weather Service has issued heat warnings or advisories for a dozen states in the central part of the country. The heat wave expected to shift to the south and east later in the week. This is AP News. Philadelphia International Airport marking 5 years of its therapy dog program.
There are 23 members of the Wagging Tails Brigade.
Tariq has his vest on and I have my shirt on. And so people recognize that this was an opportunity to have a little bit of stress relief.
Nancy Middleman and her German Shepherd roam the airport. Dogs wear vests, asking people to pet me. Alan Gerwitz is a volunteer.
I like to refer to the airport as the land of cancellations and delays. So people tend to be very stressed out here.
Jamie Hill and his wife Victoria were on their way to the Dominican Republic when they ran into Bella.
It reminds us of our dog back at home. We miss him. We're actually going on our honeymoon.
Bella helped them pass the time. Their honeymoon flight was delayed.
This really made our flight really good.
The Wagging Tails Brigade got birthday presents and a customized cake. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.